Blog Talk Radio.
Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday.
know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Yeah.
night we kissed, and I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? Together like we had it planned.
Ooh, it's like we share a secret we could never tell.
Cause no one else but you and me could understand. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby? Without
just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the Gallery Mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, "What's wrong? This shirt cost $20. I said, "Mom, this shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar." The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963, and then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, "Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep."
She said, "You're only 16, you don't have a rep yet."
I said, "Mom, let's put these clothes back, please."
She said, "No, you go to school to learn, not for a fashion show."
I had this finger shine and I, "Come on, Mom, I'm not Belvin. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that, but you gotta put back the double knit reversible slack." She wasn't with it, everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. Could get over. I tried to play safe, but my mom said, "No, no way, forget it." There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in the ancient artifacts. But when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, but they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went.
She said, "If they were laughing, you don't need them, because they're not good friends."
For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was going to have to go through about 200 more times. But to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. Okay, here's the situation. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block, and that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, "Was that for me?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Why?" I said, "Come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy." She said, "How do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic." I said, "Come on, trust me. My name is the Prince. Besides, what a lunatic to have a Porsche like this." She agreed and we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say. We hit McDonald's, pulled into the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries for Coke. She kicked the shoes off onto the floor. She said, "Drive fast, speed turns me on." She put a hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash, it took off so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was high, and this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche, and to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, "I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer." Almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested, the car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, "Mom, Dad, how was your trip?" They didn't speak. I said, "I want to plead my case." But my father just shoved me in the car by my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time or place. But to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
Oh, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Before my dog left, took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out that door. You can take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. I've seen a lot of good folks die and a lot of bills to pay. I'd get a shirt right off my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. Better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. You can take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. The foreman, line boss, he's a fool. He got a flat top haircut. Oh, boy, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my tongue. That's something he's gonna say. I can't wait until I get the nerve to walk up to him and say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took the reason that I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. You can take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing with the panda sweet headline. Red, red wine, you give me Wally for zing. Wally for zing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine, you really know how to love. You're kind of loving like a blessing from above. Red, red wine, I love you right from the start. Right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine in a AC style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style. Yeah. Give me a little time, let me clear up my mind. Give me a little time, let me clear up my mind. Give me red wine, the time, let me feel fine. Let me feel fine, all of the time. Red, red wine, it make me feel so fine. Monkey back on the balance. Till I die, and that's no lie. Red, red wine can get you off my mind. Wherever you may be, I'll surely find. I'll surely find. Make no sense, just live.
Every now and then I get a little bit crazy. nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
Away from me, you know. can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention and worn my nights so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you
for a white wedding. It's a Thank you. Sunny Internet Radio, good morning to you. We got about 2 minutes left of our show. Thank you to those of you who are listening across the country and around the world, wherever you may be. I am DJ Aaron D. Thank you for listening to 80s in the AM. And we'll do another show tomorrow morning, midnight to 3, Mountain Time, from our studios in Elkhorn Village, Idaho. Tonight we're at the Sun Valley Lodge doing front desk duty, like I always do, 5 nights a week. But I also do a show for y'all because I know what it's like to have nothing to listen to and nothing to do for a few hours for those of you that are working like myself. So anyway, thank you so much to everyone and for all the listens. And please make sure you tell people about my show and about the different types of music that I play and things from the 50s through today. Tomorrow will be Thursday Throwdown, and I believe we're going to do music from the 50s and 60s and also from the last 11 years. Okay, well, it's time to roll on out of here from the show perspective, so take care of yourself and each other. And this is DJ Aaron D signing off from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. Have yourself a wonderful night. Bye.